Today, as we continue the meditation, the instructions will expand further to include one aspect of our experience that the Buddha said is very central and key in seeing how we can get caught in reaction and how we can be free. This is the second foundation of mindfulness in the discourse upon which the mindfulness meditation is based, the Satipatthana Sutta. Besides noticing sensations and physical experiences and mind objects such as emotions, mind states, thoughts, he said that we can notice and be mindful in a wise way of the different flavors of experience, what's commonly translated in English as feeling tone. But this is different from the usual way that we use the word feelings. The Pali word is vedana. V-E-D-A-N-A, Vedana. And what it means is that every moment of experience has a quality of either being pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral. This is not bad, it's not wrong. If something is unpleasant, it's just the way it is, part of life. We hear a sound that is irritating. This is an unpleasant moment. Although for some, one sound might be irritating and one might not be. If somebody is hearing certain music, a heavy metal band, for some people that is very pleasant, for others unpleasant. We can hear, see a sight, and for some it might be a pleasant sight, for others an unpleasant sight. We can feel a sensation in the body, as I'm sure you've seen many times. Some are pleasant, some are unpleasant, and some are neither. The same for all the sense doors. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and mind objects. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And he said, if you pay mindful attention to simply notice that flavor of experience, if you notice it with care and with wisdom, it simply registers as one of those three. Oh, this is a pleasant moment. This is an unpleasant moment. This is a neutral moment. But if we are not mindful, then most likely we will get into a reaction that adds more contraction or confusion to our experience. If it's a pleasant moment, we want it. We want to possess it. We want to hold on to it. We want to keep it going. Often, not always, but often, we like it and we want it. And we can easily become attached to it. If it's an unpleasant moment, very often our response is aversion. I don't like this. I want it to stop. I hate this. This is disturbing my peace. And we contract away from it. This, again, can cause extra unnecessary suffering. If it's neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral, we can often be not interested and it becomes boring, which soon turns it into unpleasant. Or we just space out, it's not worthy of our attention, and so we get lost in thoughts or fantasies. So the Buddha said, take a good look at this, particularly when something hits the senses and is strong. Notice if it's possible to be aware of it without a reaction, but simply with a wise attention, with interest, without aversion, without attachment. And then you are breaking the chain of extra suffering through that reaction. So, practically speaking, how you would include this dimension in your meditation, you can do it one of two ways. You can, for a period of time, simply notice the pleasantness, unpleasantness, or neutrality of experience, and notice one moment after another after another. You might find things are not as static or stable as you might imagine. Or you can simply be with experience as you've been doing, and from time to time either check in on the flavor of experience. Oh, is this a pleasant moment, unpleasant, or neutral? And particularly when you find yourself having a strong experience, you might, before you get into a major reaction, simply notice, oh, this is an unpleasant moment. Can I be here with this with interest? Or this is a pleasant moment. Can I be here with this without wanting more and just appreciate it for what it is? So, including this in the meditation, first to review and come into our experience, feel yourself sitting here, grounded, connected, upright, yet relaxed and receptive. Perhaps sitting with the Buddha's half smile on your face, just to remember to get some spaciousness in the heart. Letting the breath be experienced, perhaps taking a few deeper breaths, letting it fill us, relaxing and releasing. Letting the breath find its own rhythm. And as we've been doing, opening the field to include sensations or sounds or images when they become strong. Including emotions, different mind states, the thought process itself. Everything is worthy of our attention. You don't have to go looking for anything to connect with. Just be here in the moment and receive with that very kind and interested awareness. And as we open up to this aspect of Vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, include this too from time to time, particularly when you have some strong experience that's likely to turn into a reaction. Just notice, oh, pleasant, oh, unpleasant, oh, neutral. In fact, just for the next couple of minutes, let's do this together as a little exercise and just focus on this quality of experience, and then we can open up to more natural meeting the moment. So whatever the sense door is, whether it's sound or thought or emotion or breath or sensation, doesn't matter what sense door, just notice if this moment is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, and then if this next one is the same or different. We'll just do that for the next couple of minutes so you can explore. Now at this point, if you like, you can keep exploring this aspect of experience whenever you'd like, or spend a whole period with it. Or, if you'd like, you can let go of focusing directly on this, and just to include it from time to time in your meditation, and simply open to what's happening now, and letting it be just the way it is, and meeting it with that kind and interested, relaxed awareness that we've been talking about. Just one moment at a time. And remember that any time you realize that your mind has wandered, no judgment, no discouragement. Appreciate that you've just come back to the moment, and let the return be done with great kindness and patience, and begin once again.